This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Mass MoCA in North Adams is a big place. And today, the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art doubles in size. An all-day celebration is taking place on the 19th Century Factory campus in the Berkshires to mark the opening of its new space called Building 6. Greg Cook is an arts reporter and critic for WBUR's The Artery, and he joins us now to discuss the new Mass MoCA exhibits. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
First, give us a sense of the space and the scale and the experience.
So Mass MoCA is this giant, giant building that used to be an electric factory. One of the ways you can see how big it is when you first walk in, you see this 140-foot-long mural, which is about the size of a 14-story building turned on its side. And it's by Boston artist Joe Wardwell. And it's inspired by a Mission of Burma song, and he has the lyrics painted like floor to ceiling in this giant thing. And one of the big things is it says, "Fame and fortune is a stupid game, and fame and fortune is the game I play."
One of the other prominent artists in this new space, James Turrell, who helped pioneer the whole Los Angeles light and space movement. What actually is that, and what is it like to walk into these rooms?
So Light and Space was this group of artists in L.A., and they were inspired sort of by the space age and by sort of 60s psychedelia and being in sort of the beach in L.A. They made these things that were at the edges of our ability to perceive. There's one room here by James Turrell that you walk in, and it's sort of like being in a crazy cloud of color, but the color kind of vibrates, and it changes from sort of these reds to blues to almost like a foggy gray. So when you walk in, you feel like you're in a fog. You can't get your bearings. And it is both sort of awesome and sort of serene, but then at times also unnerving because you feel like you're in this kind of crazy mist, but, you know, like incredible bright color.
So now my understanding is when I head out to Mass MoCA now, there is a space where I'll be able to play some custom instruments. What is this about?
There's this musician by the name of Gunnar Schoenbeck, and he grew up in Springfield and then went to Bennington College, where he taught for 5 decades. And one of the things he did was invent all these crazy one-of-a-kind instruments. Drums made from recycled airplane fuel tanks, chimes made from old auto parts, and there's this giant xylophone made out of 2x4s. So that's the kind of sound you'd hear from Schoenbeck. He was really interested in this democratic spirit and participatory stuff. And how Mass MoCA in this new installation is honoring that is anyone who comes in is allowed to just play these instruments.
Greg, tell us about these virtual reality installations that Laurie Anderson is creating. I mean, I know I'm familiar with her as maybe one of the more accessible and popular artists working in the realm of performance art. So what has she done at Mass MoCA?
Well, people might know Laurie Anderson from her big 80s hit, Oh Superman.
Oh Superman. Oh John.
Anderson was this obscure downtown performance artist, and that song projected her onto MTV, and it went to number 2 in the UK. But she's always been, as you can hear in that song, at this crossroads of music and performance and technology. And what she's got is these virtual reality installations. One of them I'm eager to see, but it wasn't ready yet when I was there. And it's this plane that starts to sort of disappear or erode or evaporate. And then Laurie Anderson's there whispering stories in your ear. Laurie Anderson's always been doing these things about storytelling, and here you can really enter into this whole world, this her world of storytelling.
Greg, overall, Mass MoCA is different from a lot of other museums in one respect, in that it's really kind of a hike from any major population center. And with the expansion, do you think that that will help visitors kind of justify the pilgrimage?
Yeah. The Turrell installations are these transcendental experiences you can't find practically anywhere on the East Coast or really anywhere really east of the Rockies. It's really hard to find. And Mass MoCA is a hike from Boston. But part of the joy of it, what's exciting about it, is going on this pilgrimage to see these amazing experiences.
Well, Greg, thank you.
Thank you.
Greg Cook is an arts reporter and critic for WBUR's The Artery.